McDaniel Salvage and Wrecker.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Billy McDaniel.
Is Dean around there?
Yeah. What did you need?
Well, I had a problem down there with the car y'all had towed in. And I need to talk to him about it.
Okay. He's clear down at the other barn. Let me look and see if I can see him right quick.
All right. I appreciate it.
His wife is getting it. She can probably help you if it's on a tow-in.
Well, it is. My boy had a DUI, and they towed his Pacer in down there.
Okay, she'll be able to help you.
Yeah. What's her name?
Kathy.
Yeah. Where's Dean?
He's down at the new building.
Yeah.
And there isn't a phone down there yet.
I see. Well, I can talk to her then.
Hello?
Is this Kathy?
Yes.
Kathy, my name is R.D. Mercer. I live here in Wagner. My boy, Raymond, was picked up on a DUI down there last week. We come out there and picked up. He had a 78 Pacer they towed in there. We come and pick it up last week.
Uh-huh.
End of last week. And we was in that car, and somebody done taken a bunch of stuff out of there.
Okay. I don't remember the car.
It was a 78. It's a green, kind of a army green colored Pacer.
Okay. Let me,
We're missing some Bon Jovi cassettes, and there's a couple of Sandy Patties. Them was mine.
What? Okay, just a minute. Let me see if I can find the ticket, okay?
Yeah. Carton of Lucky Strikes was out of there, and there was a big overstuffed pillar in the back seat that said, World's Greatest Dad, and that was mine, too. They ain't nowhere to be found. We wondered what in the world happened to them.
Okay, I don't remember the car. That's why I'm... But that don't mean anything. Pick up.
Because I guarantee you.
Ford Escort, Dodge Van.
No.
Jeep. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Okay, I'm still looking. I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right. I'm just trying to get...
Okay.
I didn't know whether y'all clean them cars out there and gather up all the personal belongings out
no,
of them
sir.
Or not.
Mm-mm. You're missing what now? Three tapes?
Yeah, well, that's about four, actually. There's a
four
couple
tapes?
Of Bon Jovi cassettes and two Sandy Patties, and them was mine and his mama's.
Okay. And a pillow?
Carton of Lucky Strike cigarettes.
And a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, and a big overstuffed pillar in the back seat said, World's Greatest Dad. We got that down there at the fair last year.
Okay. And what was your name?
Roy D. Mercer.
Okay.
So what am I going to do? Where is this stuff? What happened to it?
If you'll just wait just a minute, let me find the ticket. And I'll... What's your number, and I'll call you back, okay?
Well, I'm going to be out of pocket. I need to get this took care of. My boy's upset about it. And...
Okay, well, I just need to find the ticket. I'm answering the other phone. I got a man standing here just...
Yeah.
Give me a minute, and yeah. I'll call you back.
Well, I'm going to be out of pocket here. Can I just hang on?
Well, okay.
I'd sure hate to have to come whoop somebody's ass over this.
Well, you won't.
Well, now, I guarantee you.
Sir, if you'll just wait a minute.
Well, I'm trying
to. I can't
to.
Get to you right now.
Yeah, well.
It's no use of getting mad and upset.
Well, you know, we had that car towed in, and we had the charges on that.
Do you know
what
day it was done, sir?
What day what was done?
What day it was towed in?
Raymond, what day did you get that drunk charge on your driving?
A couple weeks ago, Paul.
Couple weeks ago?
Well, it was about a week, 10 days ago. We just come got it last weekend. But I'll tell you what now, ain't nobody taking something out of that car. You don't suppose it was a highway patrol that done it?
Wouldn't think so. Who wants four tapes of pill and a carton of cigarettes?
Well, that's what I said.
You know.
That's what I said, but I dare guarantee you I wouldn't be past whooping a man's ass over something like that.
My luckies, though.
Yeah, I know, boy, I know. Cigarettes are expensive these days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me have your number, and let me
tell you now, y'all are down there in OK.
Yes, sir.
Why can't I just come by there, and I'll either y'all find that stuff and round
well,
it up
I need
up
to find, okay, I need to find your ticket first.
Well, that'd be fine. You can find my ticket while I'm on the way over. Find my ticket or my tapes and my cigarettes and my pillar.
Okay.
Or either that, or maybe y'all can just write me out a check for about $45 to cover that.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Are you sure that we picked it up?
Well, yeah. Down there at OK. So it's where it said where we picked her up. That's 78 Pacer down there, kind of army green.
I don't have a record of ever picking it up.
Well.
You sure you have the right record service?
Well, as far as I know, down there, it's a McDaniel record.
Okay.
What they said. I tell you what now, you know, you might.
I don't have a copy. I don't have a record that we even picked it up.
Well, I ain't got no Bon Jovi and Sandy Patty tapes.
Sir, I may not even have picked the car up.
Well, what may make it a little bit easier for you to recognize that car, it had a glitter license tag on the front of it, and it said Scott and Mara.
I didn't. Who is this?
Ow!
Ow! You son of a bitch.
Kathy, ow! Kathy, this is Phil and Brent over at KMOD in Tulsa.
My goodness
Aunt
gracious.
Kathy gets a little bit obnoxious on the air.
Ooh.
Oh, your nephew Scott Thrawn, huh?
I'm not on the air.
Well, of course you are.
No, I'm not.
Your nephew Scott Thrawn and his girlfriend said that you guys have been playing lots of tricks on them, and they just kind of wanted to get you back.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know what they say about paybacks, don't you? Oh, my.
Are you guys kidding me?
No, ma'am.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. That wasn't very professional, but I was ready to whip your butt. I had my dog in my shop.
You had the dog, and you going to sink your dog on me?
Yes, my 125-pound dog.
Yeah. So how many Army Green Pacers do you pick up in a week's time? My gosh. I figured you'd be able to find that one pretty easy.
That may be the car.
Do you know that I had three people standing in here?
Yeah.
You on the phone, my husband on the radio, and I thought, I haven't got time for any drunks.
Trying to find an Army Green Pacer.
Well, didn't you say blue?
No, it was Army Green.
Army Green.
Well, I tell you what's bad. We have a blue Pacer out here.
Oh, no.
That he bought. And I'm running around here trying to find this ticket, waiting. And I've been waiting. I even had a big lunch. I thought, let that sucker drive up.
I'm going to stick my dog on him if he shows up.
No, I was going to go with him.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe. I'm killing my nephew.
Well,
your ex-nephew, I guess, now.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the Pacer is a car of choice in Wagner County.
You guys are good.